We are following the updates on protests that are going on today in Egypt, in Yemen, in Jordan, and still in Tunisia as they happen. A startling difference in the response of each government to these protests. Jordan's king has said he's expecting all issues to be addressed civilly and openly, and that his citizens deserve honest answers. In Egypt, the government has gone entirely the other way. We are getting reports that protesters are being fired on by tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannons, and the government has shut down internet access, shut down cell phone service as well. CNN's Ben Weiderman has been able to get a tweet through using a temporary alternative internet connection, and he said Cairo in complete lockdown, security everywhere, including special forces. Government once again warning protests banned. We're joined now by Charles Dunbar, professor of international relations at Boston University and former U.S. ambassador to Yemen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I wonder, as you watch these protests, especially in Egypt, as they continue to escalate, the response of the international community has been relatively mute. Is there a point at which the United Nations or other countries should be concerned on the escalating violence between riot police and Egyptian citizens?
Well, I definitely think all of the above should be concerned. What's going to happen, of course, is another matter. This is a major policy dilemma for the United States. Our government considers the government of Hosni Mubarak to be its most influential and closest interlocutor in the Arab world, and therefore you get reactions like Secretary Clinton saying that Egypt is stable and hoping that that's the case. It's going to be obviously they're going to be following it very closely. I think the key point is whether they come back for more tomorrow and if it grows, and of course any indication they can get about how widespread it is in the country. The Tunisian one started in the provinces and worked back to Tunis. This is starting in Cairo, but it's a big dilemma for the United States. United Nations involvement would require a Security Council resolution,
right?
Perhaps.
Charles Dunbar, professor of international relations at Boston University. You know, you mentioned that famous, and it may become more infamous, quote of Hillary Clinton describing the Mubarak government as stable. They changed their tune within 24 hours of that statement and started, calling on the government not to use violence against the protesters. There's, a $3 billion a check that's written to the Egyptians from the U.S. government for all kinds of aid. What is the perception in the Arab world or on the streets of Egypt that maybe some of the equipment of the riot police and the military actually is paid for by the United States?
Don't know the details of the perception, but I do know the general attitude is that these governments, and I would say that certainly the Egyptian government first in line, are very, very closely aligned with the United States. And unfortunately, most unfortunately for the United States, that is bad news for us on the because we are not well perceived in the Arab world, and it's something we're going to have to come to terms with. I'm glad to see that the president also made an allusion to Egypt in his State of the Union address, and I'm glad they're going back to that line again. I think we're a long way yet from being able to say that the Egyptian government is tottering. They have had trouble like this before, and a modicum of freedoms that the Egyptian people have, and that backed up by really very massive force, has worked in the past, and I'm not yet prepared to say it's not going to work this time.
Well, Charles Dunbar, perhaps we can best judge how seriously the government takes these protests by their reaction, and we're getting reports that some plainclothes men that are allied with the state security agency have shown up with cars that are loaded with baseball bats, that the government is prepared to completely, violently clamp down on these protests that they say are banned. Why do you say that a protest, if they continue tomorrow, that would really tell us the direction that they're going?
If the government uses the kind of force you just described today, and there isn't kind of a lull tomorrow, then I think that that the government has a very serious problem in its hands. And furthermore, these are youth-based protests. If you begin to get the youth-based people with education, with some future prospects, if you begin to get the mass of the Egyptian people who are much less well off getting involved in this, then they've got big problems. The final crisis for them is going to be how long these police will go on beating beating their fellow citizens.
And in front of Al Jazeera television cameras as well. Let me rely on your expertise as being a former ambassador to Qatar. Does the emir in Qatar see himself as a kind of a Lekwowensa of the democratic movements here, in the sense that he owns Al Jazeera? Al Jazeera is really driving this message, and there's no democracy in Qatar, but does he see himself as possibly the deliverer of this message?
I like the Lekwowensa, having known the emir. I guess he would like that parallel. But sure, I mean, the one aspect of the emir of Qatar's persona is being offbeat, making Qatar into a place to be reckoned with in the world. And one way to do that is to sponsor this rather incredible phenomenon, which is Al Jazeera. It does not that does not mean that he's just left them free to do whatever they would like. But I think that he is not displeased by having this prominence, and will continue to give this station a relatively free hand. It does have its limits, but and I think that what is being said is correct, that if this continues, Al Jazeera can take credit for having been one of the catalysts of these new developments in the Arab world.
Charles Dunbar, professor of international relations at Boston University and a former U.S. ambassador to both Yemen and to Qatar, thank you so much.